us coming in today. This is Robin Gunn, feeling a little bit hoarse, but feeling on top of the game. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out for 29 years called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's what OSJ stands for. For the last 5 years, we've been bringing you these shows about all kinds of things to do with the 50-plus, those that love them and those that care for them. So the 50-plus is the largest demographic in our state, and we have a 116-page resource for the 50-plus, and you can pick it up at 650 different locations throughout the 405 area code in the metro. If you would like to do that, to see where you could pick up your very own Oklahoma Senior Journal, just go to OKSeniorJournal.com. All like it's one word. OKSeniorJournal.com. Once you're there, there'll be a button that says distribution on our menu. Just click it and it opens up to every single place you can pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal. If you don't want to get out and pick up a live copy, you can also see our magazine digitally. We've been digital for going into our 16th year. And you do that by also going to OKSeniorJournal.com. We love to say on this show, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. Those are some of the words that sang us in, and this is also the way we feel at the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are doing something this year that was supposed to be done during COVID called the Second Half Expo. That's spelling out the word second and then half expo. And we have a keynote speaker that's going to be with us on October the 16th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. This is opened up to the general public. We also are going to have anywhere from 100 to 150 vendors and all kinds of fun things to do between 9 and 4 p.m. on October the 16th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And Cliff Hudson is my guest today, and he will be our keynote speaker there. Cliff spent 35 years of his career at the Sonic Corporation. Wow, 35 years. That's quite the tender. An Oklahoma City-based company that owns and operates the franchise Sonic Drive-In Restaurants. Am I saying that right, Cliff?
You got it.
Most recently, Cliff was chairman of the board and chief executive officer of this public company with more than 3,500 franchised company-owned drive-in restaurants. So, Cliff, kind of paint me a picture of what this was. You were a CEO.
I was CEO of Sonic for 23 years. I joined the company just before I turned 30, and not as CEO, but I kind of moved through, progression through the structure. I joined actually as legal counsel when I was 29. I was general counsel for like 8 years, then CFO for a year, chief operating officer for a year and a half, and then CEO for 23 years, chairman of the board for 15 or 18 years. So,
how long has Sonic been in existence?
Well, Sonic started under the name Top Hat in Shawnee in 1953. It adopted the name Sonic in 1958, when it wanted to begin franchising in a group out of Indiana and was already using Top Hat. Switched to Sonic in 1958 and started growing from there, starting in Shawnee.
Wow, Shawnee was, and that was how long ago?
Well, the first drive-in, the Troy Smith, started operating was 1953. Okay. Sometimes a guy in Stillwater, operator Stillwater, say we were the first Sonic, and really what he's referring to is, once they started putting up Sonic signs, he was the first one to get a sign. And so this was his pitch that he was the first Sonic drive-in in the country. So anyway.
Well, I'll never forget in the late 60s, early 70s, we got a Sonic in Ada. Ada, Oklahoma. And I mean that we thought we'd hit big time.
Well, that's good marketing. The stores always did very well there.
Yeah, I always ordered a number two with the mayonnaise.
There you go.
I know everybody has their favorite from Sonic. And of course, we used to drag Maine and Ada. And so one of the places we turned around was in the Sonic.
Well, I have heard that story before, believe it or not, from small town, a lot of people, small town USA.
Yes, amen. So you decided in 2018, December of, to leave the company, correct?
Well, the company was acquired in 2018.
Oh,
and, okay. And in connection with that, I'd been there 35 years, and the idea of working with a new owner just didn't appeal to me. They closed on the acquisition of the company on a Friday, and I left on a Saturday.
You left. You joined the law firm Crow and Dunleavy. So I've heard this of this law firm. So when we come back from our break, we're going to get just a little bit more into Cliff's bio. And then I have about 10 questions I'm going to ask Cliff. Again, he will be our keynote speaker at the secondhalfexpo.com. You can go right now and look that up. Just spell out the word secondhalfexpo.com. But we'll be right back. We've got a full show here with Cliff Hudson, who used to work for the Sonic Corporation for 35 years. He has now written a book. Will you say the name of that book real quick?
The book is called Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
We will be back to talk more about this on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, this is James here at Centennial Home Mortgage, where we put you first, the small town service of a locally owned mortgage bank. You're a person, not just a number. Our staff has over 134 years of combined experience to overcome almost any challenge that you may have. It is that knowledge and personal service that sets us apart from 90% of the mortgage lenders in this market. You are more than welcome to come by our office and sit down and discuss all your needs. At Centennial Home Mortgage, we build relationships one client at a time. We offer all types of mortgage loans from VA, FHA, USDA, the Native American HUD 184, conventional, and even reverse mortgages for seniors. Our rates are competitive, so if you're considering a new home or refinance into a forward or reverse mortgage, give me a call, James Watkins, for a free consultation at 405-370-2282. Area code 405-370-2282. And our website is Centennial, CENTENNIALMTG.com. You can fill out an application at any time, day or night. We're an equal housing lender, MNLS 1135081.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years. Plus. Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter, and I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence, everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 800-0242.
It's time to sign up again for the Oklahoma Senior Games. September 4th to November 6th, ages 50 and over. Sports from basketball, 5K road race, track and field, shuffleboard, table tennis, all sorts. To sign up, okseniorgames.com, or you can call 405-821-1500. Email info@okseniorgames.com. The sign-up times vary per sport. Be sure and check that schedule. September 4th through November 6th. November 6th is the celebration of athletes, and that's open to any of the competitors. Food and live entertainment, various displays from medical or sports personnel. The Oklahoma Senior Games, September 4th through November 6th. To sign up, okseniorgames.com, or you can call 405-821-1500. Email info@okseniorgames.com. Check that schedule because you want to sign up in time. The Oklahoma Senior Games.
Us coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour with Take with Hudson. What does that OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Well, look at you. That was perfect. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around for 29 years. We are a 116-page magazine with over 6,000 local resources that can help you as you navigate the 50-plus years. We believe the second half of your life is the most important part of your life, just like it is in every sports game. There's not a sports game in the world that's won in the first half. They're all won in the second half. So that's what we're doing. We're winning out there in the second half of our life, and we've got an expo to prove it coming up October the 16th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. It's going to be from 9 until 4. You can go to secondhalfexpo.com to learn more about it. We have a fantastic website there. This is a free event for you to attend. We will have different breakout sessions, but our keynote speaker is Clifford Hudson, our Cliff Hudson. He worked for the Sonic Corporation for 35 years. He's also written a book, Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. So, Cliff, this is your book. And when did you write that?
I started on it in 2017, and it was published in 2020. The year that the company group approached us about buying the company, 2018, I got kind of derailed on the book process and got back to it in 2019 and published it last year.
Okay, now who owns Sonic now?
It's owned by a private equity group out of Atlanta. The funder is a group named Roar Capital. The holder of the company is a holding company by the name of Inspire Brands. And they own Sonic and three or four other big brands as well.
Gotcha. Okay, but Sonic originated out of Oklahoma, literally out of Shawnee, as Top Hat. And you said, what year was that again?
Started in 53, but adopted the name Sonic in 58.
Okay. And then in 2018, you joined the law firm Crow and Dunleavy. Am I saying that right?
You got it.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, how come, I mean, that name is such a popular name or well-known name for a law firm. Who are they? Can you tell me just a little bit about them?
Crow and Dunleavy is a longtime Oklahoma-based firm. Began in Oklahoma City well into the last century. I would guess probably a pre-World War II origination. And now it's, I believe, the largest law firm in the state. Sizable offices in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, but then also Dallas and Norman and a couple other places. So a large, generally a business practice firm, business litigation and business transactions, but they do a lot of different kinds of work, government regulation and so on. So good size, longstanding Oklahoma City based.
Yes. And I want to say, like, you can join it monthly. It's like $25 and you can get legal answers from them. I'm trying to think what that company's called. They actually originated out of Ada, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm forgetting the name of the company as well.
I know. I know there's people out there going.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend My friend Mike Turpin used to serve as a counselor on their board. Or
what, yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you've been a counsel in the firm, Oklahoma City office. So you were explaining to me when the mic was not on and we were doing commercials, you said that you're not a partner. You're more like, is it consulting that you do?
Yes, I'm there for advisory purposes to the firm or to the firm's clients or to my own clients that may come in. But I'm not an, the term of counsel means I'm not an employee of the firm, and I'm also not a partner, equity partner, sharing
gotcha.
Relationship with the firm either. So,
well, tell me just a little bit about your education. You graduated from the University of Oklahoma with a BA in history.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And so in 2011, what is it that you received?
The University of Oklahoma in 2011 awarded me an honorary doctorate degree.
Oh, cool.
In humane letters. So if you want, you can call me Dr. Hudson. You know, I'll answer to that. So
he'll be happy to answer
it
to that.
It works. It works.
All right, Dr. Hudson.
I try it myself to kind of pump myself up, you know. So
I love it. Well, as you should. You've done some amazing things in your life. It certainly warrants you writing a book, Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. Has this been a book that's probably been in your heart a long, long time before you actually?
Yeah, the stories that are in the book are about, to a considerable degree, how we built Sonic, but they're also stories of life. And it is to say to people, really, at any number of points in life, whether it's a young person thinking about their career or a person in a mid-career transition, what do I want to do, et cetera. And so it's stories to kind of say, look, life happens, and you got to kind of be open to change, and you got to embrace change when it occurs. Anyway, so these are stories of mine and my career with Sonic that I tell that kind of reinforce kind of key takeaways in the book.
That's great. I know that I've mentioned that all sports games are won in the second half, and that's why we use the name Second Half Expo for this. I recently, it was probably more like 2018, 2019, I read an article on how the 50-plus are changing the small business world because they're actually retiring and doing a passion that they've had their whole life.
Right. I haven't seen that article, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think, you know, first of all, we are living longer.
Mm-hmm.
So you hit, there's time, you know, 50 years ago, when you hit 50, you're really thinking about, you know, how am I going to coast into retirement?
Yeah.
Now when you hit 50, you may be thinking about a second career.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Or writing a book, because you've got knowledge now.
Yeah, right. You got something to write about, right?
Right. People that write their life stories at 19 kind of crack me up.
Right.
So let me ask you this. How did you get into franchising?
So my first career was in corporate law. I really didn't do a lot of franchise work at the time, although it was a growing area and I had some exposure to it. I got into franchise work with Sonic. I joined Sonic as legal counsel when I was 29. Had to spend a lot of time, you know, getting to know that franchising business and how it worked, et cetera, et cetera, from a business standpoint and a legal standpoint. So I spent 8 years as general counsel and understanding the franchise law side, but also coming to a fantastic appreciation for what franchising meant.
Yes.
Because what it really allows, and any of your listeners that are thinking about looking at a new path, what it allows is a person to have a small business operation. But it means being part of a larger franchise system, it gives you purchasing and marketing power you wouldn't have on your own. This is great stuff for any small business operator to be able to operate locally, but get purchasing off national contracts, marketing off national contracts. I can't tell you the number off the top of my head, but there is a published percentage out there that someone starting a franchise versus just starting a new startup small business, the likelihood of succeeding in the franchise is much, much greater.
Oh, good.
And then just starting an independent small business.
I could see that. I've certainly met more people buying into franchising, and they're usually in their late 40s, early 50s that are doing this.
Yeah.
Because it does have more buying power.
Yeah.
We have just about a minute left here. We are talking to Clifford Hudson. He spent 35 years with the Sonic Corporation, but he's written his own book and is the keynote speaker this year at the Second Half Expo on October the 16th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Cliff will be speaking as our keynote speaker around 2 o'clock on that day. He has written a book called Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. So we have more of the show coming up. Stay tuned here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for what, Cliff?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You're my man. Thank you so much. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back. Woohoo! That's us coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've got a 29-year magazine that have brought resources to the 50-plus, their family members, and those that serve and love them. So the magazine, all these years, have had all kinds of articles in them. And then 5 years ago, we decided to bring some of the people in the pages here on the radio show. We've also been doing events for over 20 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and we will be doing an event October the 16th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum called SecondHalfExpo.com. Cliff Hudson has worked for the Sonic Corporation for 35 years. He's written a book called Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. In the Oklahoma Senior Journal e-newsletter, we always provide a way for anyone that is an author to get their book. So I know you can go to, Cliff, don't you have a website that's just strictly your name.com?
Yeah, cliffordhudson.com.
CliffordHudson.com, and you can get his book there. I know you can get it on Amazon, too, because I've seen it. But would you much rather people go straight through your website?
Yeah, from that standpoint, I'm kind of indifferent. As they want to buy it locally, Jim Talbert has it at Full Circle Bookstore in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. That's cool. Great. We keep the magazines at Full Circle Bookstore also. I've been to lots of book signings there as well. I got to meet Megan Mullally there.
Oh, that's fun.
I know.
Yeah, that's fun.
So we've been talking about franchising, and why does franchising make up such a large part of our economy?
Well, I think as our economy began changing in the mid-20th century, coming out of World War II and a lot of new business development, economic expansion, and so on, it did become a way for people who perhaps before that lived in one place, grown up in one place, and really never moved from there much. And society started changing in terms of people moving west, et cetera. So franchising, in a way, became, I think, a way for small business operator to grow over time and to take a business concept that had proven itself that it could work in one market, and instead of limiting it to that market, to go to another market. So it worked for the franchisor that owned the brand and so on. But it also began working for the small business operator that wanted to become a franchisee for the reasons we talked about earlier, that you get to run your local business locally, and yet you buy off of national marketing and purchasing contracts. So it's really a best of both worlds, you know, I think. It is now a big part of our economy in the United States.
And it does give the business owner, because I know in the senior market, there's a lot of home care companies and their franchisees a lot of times, but they get to run it locally. And even the people that own the franchise can learn from those local people because, you know, they don't know Oklahoma City.
Right.
But this franchisee does. So it's really, I've heard lots of very good feedback from people owning franchises, and then they get help from those people too.
So right.
It's like having a ready-made company at your beckoning call.
When it works best, it is kind of a mutual or a bilateral relationship like that.
Yes.
Where the centralized group can learn from the local folks and vice versa.
We're learning, you and I have been talking about this morning, that the second half of life, usually what we refer to 50 plus, that they're going a lot into franchising or their passion and finding a franchisor that they have a connection with because it's their passion. So I think it's a good option for the second half of your life.
Absolutely.
So well, let's get back a little bit to your book. So why the title Master of None for your book?
Well, in some ways, the subtitle of the book kind of fits almost more with how I saw my own path, how a jack of all trades can still reach the top. But that's pretty long for a primary title of a book. I also, because you know, you pointed out a moment ago, my undergraduate degree was history. I didn't have much in the way of formal business education. No, not finance, not accounting, not marketing. And so I always considered myself as a guy who really learned on the job. I learned a lot of different things on the job. And so I think it's fair to say that I kind of came to view myself as a bit of a jack of all trades. And wanting to tell my tale, it wasn't that I was trying to convince anybody I was a master of anything, rather a master of none, and thus right. The subtitle.
What motivated you to write this book?
My sense was that my experience with Sonic, that there were a number of interesting tales to tell, as I said. A fellow out in New York who was in the communications business, probably in 2015, 2016, I visited with him about this. And he turned out had written two or three books. When I started walking through some of the stories that I felt like would be good life stories in a business yes. context, he urged me to get after it. In 2017, I kind of started moving on it more heavily.
How many pages to your book?
The body of the book is just a little over 200 pages. It's a fast read, though. My wife told me it was a fast read. I didn't know if that was a compliment or not, but, you know, either way.
Hilarious. I love the cover of your book, by the way.
Thank you.
And anyone listening to the show today can go to okseniorjournal.com and get our e-newsletter. And it's going to have Cliff and his story all over it, our app. Also, you can listen to this radio show, and it also has all about Cliff on our app and the Oklahoma Senior Journal website. This radio show can be listened to anytime through our app or our website. So during the pandemic, I mean, you know, this is always the million-dollar question. What was it a good time to release a book? What did you think? I mean, you probably don't have much to compare that to.
Well, that's true. It was a different time to do it because I think had it not been the pandemic, I mean, my company had just been acquired by this group out of Atlanta. And so I was a little bit footloose. And so had the pandemic not hit, I probably would have been traveling to conventions and so on, making presentations based on the book and talking about my Sonic life. But that didn't happen. To the greatest degree, the replacement for it has been interviews on podcasts and interviews on radio programs and
there you go
and the like. So I think it's been, in other words, the business of releasing a book has been like all of our other business. We're doing it, a lot of it virtually.
Virtually, know? Yes. I've done a lot of virtual interviews and it's worked out perfectly. I mean, technology has showed its footprint even larger, I think, during the pandemic. So speaking of the fact that you released this during the pandemic, you had to do it a little bit differently, and we all have had to live life a little differently. What attracted you to this second AF Expo that we're having October the 16th?
Our population, so anyone over 50, born what, 1970 or before?
Yes.
That's a huge portion of our population, as you made the point earlier in your presentation, that it's the largest demographic set in Oklahoma.
Yes.
This is a group that large part of the population still very hungry, still decades of,
yes.
On average, decades of life ahead. So something like this second half expo, it seems to me, is it could be a very good tool and a path and a networking opportunity for all kinds of folks that makes a whole lot of sense for a good portion of our population. When I was asked what I participated, my reaction was, this sounds like a pretty smart deal. So the answer is yes.
Yeah. We're so glad to have you as our keynote speaker. He'll be speaking at 2:00, October the 16th at the secondhalfexpo.com. That's how you can learn more about the Second Half Expo is secondhalfexpo.com. We're going to take another break. We've got more time here with Cliff Hudson. He worked for the Sonic Corporation and has written a book, Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. More on our show when we come back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which my main man Cliff loves to say stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, Our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Have you thought about selling your business, but you're not sure because of this COVID issue? Or maybe you're concerned about the impact taxes might have, or maybe you just don't know how to start. Hello, my name is Larry Hughes, and I'm the president and founder of the Hughes Group and Associates, a local business brokerage firm working in throughout the state of Oklahoma, helping people sell businesses. Since our founding in March of 1982, we've successfully sold nearly 700 businesses during that time. So if you would like to have a conversation about potentially selling your business, call me directly at 405-478-3800. That's 405-478-3800. You can Google us. Our website is thehughes-group.com. That's thehughes-group.com. That's Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, thehughes-group.com. Call me directly at 405-478-3800. Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Bob Loudermilk.
And I'm Robin Gunn. You are invited to attend the Second Half Expo coming to the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City on Saturday, October the 16th. Sponsored by the Oklahoman News 4 and the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
The event includes everything for the 50-plus generation. And over 100 organizations will be showcasing their latest products and services. Those attending will also enjoy entertainment, live music, food samples, and seminars on relevant topics for the 50-plus generation and their families.
The good news is it's all free.
There's four sections in the event, including health and wellness, career and financial, as well as the food, travel, and entertainment section.
Get complete details and your free ticket on our website at secondhalfexpo.com.
And companies wishing to exhibit can also register at secondhalfexpo.com. That's secondhalfexpo.com. Or give us a call, 405-657-5131. That's 405-657-5131.
We look forward to seeing you at the Second Half Expo on October the 16th.
Where you will find everything for the 50-plus generation. Secondhalfexpo.com.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one, day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ashley. I am the Director of Business Development for Village on the Park in South Oklahoma City, and I'm here with Karen, who is our executive director, has been with Village on the Park for 9 years. And Karen, tell everybody how they can contact us and how they can know more about Village on the Park.
Village on the Park is in South Oklahoma City at 104th and South Penn. You can reach us at 405-692-8700. And you can always Google us at Village on the Park, Oklahoma City. And you can find out all the information about independent living, assisted living, memory care, and see how we can help you and your family and your loved ones live their best life. And this is Beverly, one of our residents Hansen has been there for a long time, and she wants to leave you with a final thought.
It's a good place to come, and you make many new friends, and you know that Jesus is important to almost everybody that's there, especially to the staff.
405-692-8700, or our website. Please Google Village on the Park, Oklahoma City. We are there 24 hours a day to help you anytime.
Village on the Park in South Oklahoma City.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." When your loved one has come to the end of their life, where do you turn? Agape Road is a loving home that offers physical, emotional, and spiritual support for those we love that are nearing the end of life. We believe that God has called us to care for the dying, and we are unashamedly Christian in our principles and guiding beliefs. Agape Road offers a home to spend one's last days surrounded by love and support, with 24-hour care provided at no cost to you or your family. Agape Road provides services with paid caregivers and trained volunteers under the direction of your loved one's local hospice, and we provide a place where friends and family are encouraged to visit, relax, and relish the time together to make the transition as painless as possible for all involved. We believe that all people are worthy of love and deserve to live out their life in dignity and peace, and that everyone deserves a loving, home-like environment to spend their last days. Contact us at agaperoad.org. agaperoad.org.
This is Julie Brown with Agape Road. We can be reached at 405-990-7761. We are also on Facebook at Agape Road. Our phone number is 405-990-7761.
Robin Gunn coming back in here. I'm the publisher, editor, and on-air host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which OSJ stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine. I started this over 30 years ago because my mom was taking care of her mom. My mom was in her mid-50s, early 60s when she was caring for her mother. And we really just had no resources out there. So this magazine was birthed out of the fact we just needed the resources for our own family. I found 16 pages in about 2 years of research, and now we're 116 pages. The second half of life is something I'm very proud to be a part of. That's definitely where I am, is in the second half of my life. And we have an expo coming up October the 16th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum from 9 until 4. Our keynote speaker is Clifford Hudson. He was with the Sonic Corporation for 35 years, and he's written a book, Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. He'll be speaking at 2 o'clock at our expo, and we're just giving you a little sneak peek of what his life was like working for Sonic for 35 years. There's a lot of other things Cliff has accomplished in his life, and he's also been a big help in charity and donations and helping other corporations. And you also did something in the inner city with the Oklahoma City public school system. Will you just briefly tell me about that, Cliff?
Yes. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Around the turn of the century, 2000, the mayor and some other folks came together, wanted to put together a plan to kind of physically rebuild and otherwise rebuild the Oklahoma City public schools. I worked very closely on that, building that plan. Then I worked with, and it took us a couple of years to put together the plan. And then I worked with the mayor on a campaign to raise, you know, $500 million from our voters, combination of sales tax and property tax, which the voters continue to approve those now. But before that, the 25 years before that, they had defeated a majority of the bond proposals. And when I say defeat, there's a supermajority requirement of 60%, and they would only get 58 or 57 and thereby fail. So we put together a plan and co-chaired with then-Mayor Kirk Humphreys. The vote, we were successful. We called it Maps for Kids. Then I stayed involved for another 6 or 8 years with the implementation, building schools, renovating schools, buying new buses, putting information systems, cleaning up the financial performance of the district, and then working with the superintendent on academic performance as well. So it was a big task, but a good thing to
Very worthy. Who is primarily likely to participate in the second half of Expo, in your opinion?
Well, I would think a large part of it is going to be, first of all, I think by definition, if people are there, they're curious and they're exploring. They're at a point in life where it makes sense for them to be raising these questions for themselves, but then they want to see what's there that could help show a path for them. So these could be people that are already kind of launching a new path, closing because of the pandemic and changes. Yes. Instead, they could have been closing a chapter behind them and now trying to figure out what's next, or someone who is interested in closing a chapter. So I think this is likely to be the common characteristic amongst these people, and I would assume also likely, given the exploring, that they perhaps have a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit about them.
That's right.
And that's why they'd be looking.
I am echoing you on that. Hallelujah.
It's something like this to help them think about it.
SecondHalfExpo.com. You can find out more information there. Cliff will be speaking at 2 o'clock. Let me ask you another question about Sonic. How do you feel Sonic has performed since your departure?
Well, you know, Sonic, if ever there was a business concept that was ready for the pandemic, it was Sonic, you know, because,
wow.
You know, you asked the question particularly early on when everybody was wondering, what is this virus all about? Do you want to go inside? No. Yeah. would you rather be able to just stay in your car and order dinner? Yes. Yeah. Would you rather do it without having to have somebody come and talk to you through your window of your car? Yes. Yes. So I'll either use an app or I'll use a speaker system at the drive-in. And then the food's made to order and it's literally brought to you. And in the pandemic, this means someone wearing a mask, bringing your food in a paper bag and handing it to you and walking away. You could stay or go, whatever your preference was. Sonic sales were doing well when the company was acquired in 18. I think in 19 and 20, Sonic went through tremendous sales growth of the system. Let's just say on this order from $4.5 billion as a system in the last year I was there to something approaching $5 billion the next year, and then well over $5 billion in 2020. The business did real well through the pandemic.
Well, yeah.
And people seem to intuitively understand that it was a safer alternative for them.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And I have about a minute here left for you. This last question, how do you feel that your transition away from Sonic has been?
Well, I've enjoyed it. Your theme, Senior Journal, and the theme at this expo. I'm enjoying this part of my life more than just about any part of my life.
I love it.
And I enjoyed finishing up the book and talking about the book, but I've got some other business and nonprofit things I'm involved in. And my wife says I'm a nicer guy, you know? So
happy life, Cliff.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take another break. This is our shortest break. We'll only be gone 1 minute. Have your pencils and paper ready, because Cliff is going to be talking to us after we come back all about his book and a little bit more about the expo here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I love it.
There you go. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, that was good. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. 1 minute break. We'll be right back. Here we go. This is Robin Gunn. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where I have had the distinct honor in being able to interview Clifford Hudson. He had a career with Sonic for 35 years. We all know Sonic if you're from Oklahoma, and even if you're not. He is also an author. He has written a book called Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. So, Cliff, what is it that you would like people to take away from this show?
I would think, Robin, two or three things. One is, hopefully this upcoming expo is something that is of interest to them. And if they're point in life or point in career where they're thinking about a new chapter, this second half expo could be quite interesting for them. If that's the case, I would look forward to seeing them there. The second thing, just from my own path, is that to the extent they are contemplating like something like this, that I would urge anyone to include as they consider, particularly if they're thinking about something for-profit and entrepreneurially oriented, that they do look at franchising, because it does lower the risk and enables a small business to compete with large competitors in a way they couldn't do otherwise, because you just simply can't buy food and paper and advertising as cheaply as a national group can. I'd urge folks to, if they're going to look at an opportunity, look at franchising. And where do you go for something like that? Well, there's a number of places. If they run a search on that online, they'll find some great stuff. But the International Franchise Association is one such place they can go to their website. The other takeaway, I would hope people would be interested in hearing my story in the book, yes. My book, Master of None, How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. And I think you'll find that I tell some very interesting stories about how we built the Sonic business. There was nothing guaranteed about it. It was a very human story. It is a question of people working together cooperatively and listening to other people's ideas and then capturing those that are the best ideas and building on them. So I think there are a lot of good stories there told in a business context, but you'll find them interesting life stories. As an example, when I was 31 years old, we had the opportunity to buy the company. We had wanted to buy the company, but it was actually another fella who came in and threatened to buy the company. They ended up creating the opportunity for the management team to buy it. It just totally turned everything on its head. But we had he not done that, there's no way we could have bought the company. But I tell that story in some detail, tell what it meant for me here, a kid that grew up going to, you know, public schools and Oklahoma City public schools and so on, and yet what it meant for me from a ultimately from a wealth building standpoint. So a great business and life experience those years at Sonic.
Do you have a website?
For the book and otherwise, you can go to cliffordhudson.com. I think I have a little excerpt on there, an audio excerpt of the book. But you can also buy the book there or in Oklahoma City. You can buy it at Full Circle Bookstore. For my book and things I'm juggling now, that's probably the best place to go.
Okay, wonderful. Cliff will be speaking at the Second Half Expo. That's Second, S-E-C-O-N-D, halfexpo.com. He'll be there at 2 o'clock at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum on October the 16th. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Cliff.
Happy to be on the show, Robin. It's my pleasure. Yes. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Me too. And I will see you at that expo since myself and Bob Loudermilk are the co-founders. SecondHalfExpo.com or go to Cliff's website, which is CliffordHudson.com.
You got it.
There you go. Thank you again here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. We will see you next week. And Cliff's show will also play next Saturday if you know someone that should have heard this at 10:05. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We will see you when we see you. Bye, Cliff.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.